Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So, Trump 2.0 is upon us. What happened on global markets as the news came in, and how has it affected us? The major part of the story, the US dollar went firmer very quickly. US bond yields went up. US stock markets went into ecstasy, hitting record highs. The rand dipped along with many another emerging market currency, although it has recovered somewhat overnight. The JSE ended down, along with other markets likely to be affected by US tariffs, especially China. European shares also negative. So let's break it down. The dollar this morning sitting at a very firm 107 to the euro. That gives us a rand at 17.60 to the dollar, 18.90 to the euro, 22.74 to sterling. Not too bad. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 3.6%, the S&P 500 up 2.5%, the Nasdaq up 3%, all record closing highs. Earlier, the JSE all-share closed down 1.5%, the top 40 down 1.6%. London's FTSE ended just beneath flat. Tokyo this morning, flat. Hong Kong up 1%, Sydney also flat. Commentators are pointing to the fact that they believe Trump will lower taxes and deregulate. But that, along with the tariffs I've mentioned, is likely to be inflationary. That means higher interest rates and higher deficits, exactly what Trump said he didn't want. The problem for South Africa is that a strong dollar is not good for our economy. And even though inflation here is coming down, if inflation rises along with interest rates there in the US, our central bank will have to follow suit. A protectionist America is also bad for trading partners generally, but especially emerging markets. Exactly the opposite of what we need, but it reinforces the need to rebuild our economy and to understand that help is not going to come from outside. Another big gainer, Bitcoin, which went to a record high of 76,499, though it has fallen back overnight to around 75,100 this morning. One person already doing well out of this, Elon Musk, who's been backing Trump vociferously for several months. Shares in Musk's Tesla are flying up 15%, increasing his net worth by billions. Prospects for Musk himself to land a top job as something like chief government cost cutter also look good. Whether the notoriously abrasive Musk will last for long in Trump's famously volatile White House remains to be seen. US bank stocks also up, renewables down. Finally, gold at $2,660, platinum $987, and Brent crude oil just over $75.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.